You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are tuned into The Breakfast Show, and on the line down in Pōneke, we've got Liam Hoff of Night Lunch. Kia ora, Liam. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. Good. I'm driving.
Oh, pretty nice. Cool. Hope on hands-free.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. Love to hear a safe bit of practice going on there. Hey, congrats. You've got a new single out. It's been a minute since we've had new music from the Night Lunch crew. What have you guys been working on?
Totally. We recorded this single and a batch of other songs like 2 years ago, but we've been, you know, slightly dormant, sort of doing other things, and we're like, oh, we should probably stick these out, eh? Because they're real nice.
Yeah.
Real nice recordings.
You got to give those things their time in the sunshine a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I don't know what we're waiting for, the right moment. Oh my God, there's a duck on the road. Move. That is a very stubborn duck.
Sounds like the Prince's Street pigeons. They don't move for you. You move for them.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta go around them. So I don't know. It's been awesome. We had a great time recording them.
Whereabouts did you record them? Were they home recordings, or did you go somewhere to do this?
So we're very lucky. We got to go to Roundhead Studios.
Ooh, in lush.
Auckland. Yeah, crazy. It was nuts. We were there for a whole week because of local sort of legend, national hero, Stephen Marr, likes us, and he got some, like, funding to record stuff there. Not there specifically, just to record stuff. And he was like, you guys want to come record for a week? So that's what we did, and it was super interesting, playing for, like, click tracks and, like, very professional, you know?
Is that sort of a first-time experience for you guys being in a studio like that?
Well, actually, our...
And oops, we might have just lost him. Lost him to Dunedin. Lost him to the Ducks. I reckon we're going to listen to the track, and then if we can get Liam back, we will have a bit more of a corrido. This is brand new from Night Lunch. It's called 1 Million Pines, and that's the lyrics as well. All right, so I think Liam might be able to connect, but we're going to listen to the song and we'll see if we can get him back online.
Brazilians, 12 reptilians, 28 gillions, 10 scallions, jillions, fillions.
1 million pines by night lunch. Hopefully, we've got Liam back. Kia ora, Liam.
Kia ora.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Great track. Congrats. It sounds crispy.
Thank you.
That round-haired sound is really nice and deep and lush for that track. You must be feeling pretty stoked on those recordings.
Definitely, eh? Like, it feels good to be highly produced.
Yeah.
To a very professional standard.
Nice.
And it sounds...
Nice change. Pardon? Not that the other way was any, you know, it's just a different conceptual positioning, but it must be quite an exciting experience to try that out.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Like, pretty lucky. And, yeah, I've not really been in that kind of environment before. It's always been kind of DIY, you know, and friends and people's living rooms and whatnot. So it's cool to actually be in a studio.
Absolutely.
Like that, and to make an absolute... racket, really. It was awesome.
That's super great to hear. I'm interested in where you got the inspiration for this song. Really strong lyrics. I love it. I will have it kind of looping in my head all day, I reckon. But what
cool.
what was the vision behind 1 Million Pines?
Oh, it's a good question. I think it's like we have kind of an industrial environmental sort of theme in a lot of our work. And I'm just fascinated by, like, pines and forestry and conservation and all these different things, like land use and stuff. I don't know. And it's kind of funny and silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like something worth talking about and making music about.
Totally. Not to try and, like, get too deep on your layers for it as well, but what I really like is that... Well, it is silly and it's fun. There is something I know what you're trying to say, I feel, when I'm listening to it. I'm like, yeah, I know that feeling. When you're driving along and you're like, oh, these pine trees everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah, they're just so ever-present. And, like, I don't know. And the kind of, like, my friend was telling me today, like, they like the song because it's, like, it's so repetitive and kind of one note all the time, and that's kind of what, like, looking at a pine plantation's like. It's just like these perfectly,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, totally. I completely know what you mean. Well, it's a great tune. Listeners loving it. We've got some great texts
about it
as well. Someone says the bass on those drums, amazing recording.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it is nice and crisp.
We're
gonna hear more from these Roundhead recordings. Are you gonna be releasing the rest of the tapes at some point?
Yeah, that's right. We've got 5 other songs. Release an EP, we're thinking May, like Music Month.
Awesome.
Time it with a bit of that, and then, let it... That's good to get them out, because we've been sitting on them for a while.
Yeah,
so.
And make room for something new, maybe.
Totally. Totally.
And before we let you go, I know you were up and playing at Camp Aloham, which looked like a truly fruitful experience for everyone involved. Did that sort of spark you off in some new directions or get you thinking about some new ideas while you were there?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, it was awesome, actually, because we hadn't played much at all last year. Well, we didn't even play at all last year. We're too busy with other stuff, but... it was a good rekindling, I think, and we did, like, cool, like, improvisey stuff live, and, like, we didn't play anything new, but we just, it was nice to get in touch with the old songs, and, like, so I don't know where it's going to take us, but it was definitely nice, and a good reminder of, like, hey, this is fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an exciting space you guys are heading into. Very stoked about the new single, 1 Million Pines. It's up in all the usual places now. Bandcamp being the best, of course, because it means you can pay for it.
That's right.
We're going to throw it back to Death Bulge 5000. Liam, thank you for speaking with us. Have a great morning.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Nice to talk, Rachel.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Gotcha. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.